Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. We'll be here for a while. We've been here for a while, actually, and we'll be here for quite a while longer because the book of Jeremiah is a complex book, and you don't just go through it immediately. It has a good bit of revelation built in, and it's going to last a while, so prepare to go through this. It's a very good book, though. I'm sure you're enjoying it, and I've been enjoying it. Let's get right into the study. We're in the 32nd chapter, and the first verse, "The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, at that time, the army of the king of Babylon was besieging Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the guard, which was in the house of the king of Judah, because Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, 'Why do you prophesy, saying, thus says the Lord, behold, I am about to give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, will not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but he will surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will speak with him face to face, and see him eye to eye. And he will take Zedekiah to Babylon, and he will be there until I visit him, declares the Lord. If you fight against the Chaldeans, you will not succeed.' And Jeremiah said, 'The word of the Lord came to me, saying, behold, Hanamel, the son of Shallum, your uncle is coming to you, saying, buy for yourself my field, which is at Anathoth, for you have the right of redemption to buy it. Then Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the guard, according to the word of the Lord, and said to me, buy my field, please, that is at Anathoth, which is in the land of Benjamin, for you have the right of possession, and the redemption is yours. Buy it for yourself.' Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. I bought the field, which was at Anathoth, from Hanamel, my uncle's son, and I weighed out the silver for him, 17 shekels of silver. I signed and sealed the deed, and called in witnesses, and weighed out the silver on the scales. Then I took the deeds of purchase, both the sealed copy containing the terms and the conditions, and the open copy. And I gave the deed of purchase to Barak, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanamel, my uncle's son, and in the sight of the witnesses who signed the deed of purchase before all the Jews who were sitting in the court of the guard. And I commanded Barak in their presence, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these deeds, this sealed deed, purchase, and this open deed, and put them in an earthenware jar, that they may last for a long time. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards will again be bought in this land. Now, Jeremiah was showing that he had the confidence in what God was saying, to the point where he went ahead and bought land for himself. This was something that he showed everyone that it was about to take place. Now, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the vineyards will be bought once again in this land, is what he said. And he trusted God. Wasn't easy for Jeremiah to publicly buy land already captured by the enemy, actually. But he trusted God. It wasn't easy for David to believe that he would become king, even after he was anointed. But he trusted in God. That's in 1 Samuel 16. It wasn't easy for Moses to believe that he and his people would escape from Egypt, actually, even after God spoke to him from a burning bush. But he trusted God, Exodus 3 and verse 1. It isn't easy, actually, to believe God. Nothing is easy about believing and having faith. People will tell you it's easy to... No, it's not. It's hard. It's hard to have faith sometimes. Sometimes it's like brute strength and ignorance, and it peels the hide off of you. And God can fulfill impossible promises, but you have to believe him. And sometimes during that time of trying to believe, it can get hard. It can make your stomach turn. It can do all kinds of things to you. But if you keep your faith and tune up yourself, keep tuning up to God, because sometimes it's very difficult, and we must all have a apple out of that bag, because it's hard. Very difficult to believe when there's nothing there, no evidence of turning, no evidence of change. You know, how would you like to buy a piece of property that was held by the king of Babylon, and you're buying it from someone that owned it, yet it was all of property in Jerusalem was held by Babylon, by King Nebuchadnezzar? How would you like to buy a piece of property like that? That took faith. That took a lot of faith to do this. And God is going to fulfill his promises, but you have to take it as by faith. After I had given the deed of purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, then I prayed to the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power, by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. Who shows loving kindness to thousands, but repays the iniquity of fathers into the bosom of their children after them. O great and mighty God, the Lord God of hosts is his name. Great in counsel and mighty indeed, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, giving to everyone according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his deeds, who has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, and even to this day, both in Israel and among mankind, and you have made a name for yourself as at this day. You brought your people, Israel, out of the land of Egypt with signs, with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terror, and gave them this land. which you swore by their fathers. You swore to their fathers to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. They came in, took possession of it, but they did not obey your voice or walk in your ways, in your law. They have done nothing of all that you commanded them to do. Therefore, you have made all this calamity come upon them. Behold, the siege ramps have reached the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans, who fight against it because of the sword, the famine, and the pestilence. And what you have spoken has come to pass. And behold, you see it. You have said it to me, O Lord God. Buy for yourself the field with money and call in witnesses. Although the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, once again, God is speaking to his prophet. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? Take that down into your spirit. Is anything too difficult for me? Name it. God is asking, is there anything too difficult? Nothing, absolutely nothing at all is too difficult for God. Remember that. Is there anything? He can create anything that you need on call. You got the faith for it. You got the faith? Show your faith and let God do it. The God of all flesh, is there anything too difficult for me? Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am about to give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will take it. The Chaldeans who are fighting against this city will enter and set this city on fire and burn it with the houses where people have offered incense to Baal on their roofs and poured out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger. Indeed, the sons of Israel and the sons of Judah have been doing only evil in my sight from their youth. For the sons of Israel have been only provoking me to anger by the work of their hands, declares the Lord. This is the reason why God is giving them over, because of what they did. Blatantly, blatantly doing these things. Can you imagine doing this, knowing that God is not pleased? This is scary. This is very scary. Knowing that God is, one day you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay for it. One day it's coming. And the day of judgment has come. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us. Cleanse us. Put us in a place that is washed in the blood and born again. We're ready for heaven, ready for the rapture, ready for when you come back, we go. When you come back, we go with you. That's when we want to go. When you come back. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us. You want to help us with a new transmitter? Write to us at this address. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Nobody takes a salary here, so you can bank on it. It's going to go to where it was originally originated. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved. God.